hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast. And this is episode number 2. I'm excited, very happy to be here and just to share this energy with y'all. And as we always say, this is high level conversation. So this is conversation that's elevating and just taking you to the next level. So what we're going to talk about on this episode is persistence wears down resistance. And I feel like that's something that's very critical that people need, especially in today's society. Like, there's so much like negativity and so much rejection that people deal with on a day-to-day basis. So the mental fortitude that you need to actually just succeed is very high. And that's why I say this is high-level conversation, because we talk about just how to navigate these waters of life and actually get what you need out of it. But not only just get what you need, but actually put yourself in a space and place in a position where you can actually thrive. Because there's a difference between someone just existing on a day to day and someone actually thriving, like someone just shining. It's like they got that glow, like Bruce Leroy glow. You know what I'm saying? Like from The Last Dragon, like he glowing over there. Like that's what it is. And that's the type of vibe that I want y'all to be on. And I just want y'all to succeed and get it. And there's a saying where they say, well, people always tend to see you in your glory, but they never really know your story. Like they don't know just what it took to actually get you to the space and place that you're at. So I know like a lot of times, like people, they see like the success that I've had and they might just kind of like just feel like, all right, you know, maybe I was like, I had like a plug. Cause a lot of times like people that are successful, they have relationships that have relationships. So people might have a relative that's on in the industry and they put them on and they blow up. And then you find out years later, oh, well, that was her cousin or that was his brother or that was this person that helped them pop off. But I'm gonna keep it totally 100 and totally transparent. I did not have any connections. I did not have a plug, anybody to plug me into the industry. I just had drive, passion, motivation to actually succeed and accompany with the talent and just staying focused, and God really blessed me. So I'm just a testament to everything that I talk about is because I walk it like I talk it. Like I'm never going to tell people anything that's not true to me. So persistence does wear down resistance. And I just want to be totally transparent on this episode. So there's a saying, they say, Don't let the internet discourage you, because everyone's not posting their losses. And that's a fact. It's like you go on social media and everybody's capping, right? So you'll see people and they could be in terrible relationships where they posting like the most beautiful in love pictures and you're like, well, that's not what you was telling me the other day, right? Like your relationship is not like that. You know what I'm saying? Or like people posting money and people going on all these trips and then offline they complaining to you about how broke they are and because they're not financially literate. So they spending money left and right on depreciating things. They're buying jewelry and sneakers and all this other nonsense. So yeah, the internet can be very discouraging at face value because everyone seems happy. Everyone seems like they're living a dream. Everyone is just financially sound. But we all know that that is smoke and mirrors and that's not true. So I say all that to say that I want to talk about some of my losses, because I think that that'll be really dope for me to be transparent with you guys and that you guys can see that it's not all milk and honey, that I've had plenty of losses just like you. And I want to be transparent with a couple of those losses to really let you guys see the totality. So like you guys know, I've been in the music industry for years and I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. And I remember when I was first getting into the music industry, I used to go to a recording studio in Ozone Park, Queens. If people aren't really familiar with Queens, Queens has a lot of different spots, you know, locations, whatever you want to call it, like different parts. So Ozone Park is different from South Ozone Park. South Ozone Park is the hood. Like, that's where 50 Cent grew up, G-Unit, Lost Boys. Like, that is the hood. Like, that's where everything just goes down. Ozone Park is more Italian, different type of vibe over there, totally different from Southside. So I used to go to a recording studio, and in that studio, like, I did a lot of tracks, a lot of music. And the engineer, his name was Frank. Frank had told me one day, he says, listen, we got a lot of music that we're making. I want to go up to J Records. And people that might not be familiar with it, because, you know, they're now a defunct label, but J Records was a thing back then. It was like, that's when Alicia Keys got signed to it and a couple other artists. So I was like, all right, cool, let's do it, man. So we got in this truck and we went to the city, and we was like on cloud nine, man. I was like, yo, this is it. Like, I'm hype. I'm like, I'm about to sign this $1 million deal. We gonna pop off and we gonna be on fire in these streets. They gonna know the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just so hyped. Frank was hyped too, because he was my engineer and he produced some tracks too. So obviously it would have been a win-win for both of us. So he's hyped and we like, yeah, we gonna do this. We were so hyped. I mean, when we was driving to the J Records, like, we was playing the music in his truck, like, yeah, this is fire, this is it. So we get up to J Records, and Frank goes up to the front desk. They let us upstairs. And if anybody's familiar with, like, record labels in these buildings, like, there's always a person that you got to see for the person of the person, and then it's like just layers. It's like going through a video game. Like, you beat one boss and then you got to, you know, level two, you got another boss or whatever. So we got from downstairs, upstairs, and we're waiting. And I'm just topping it up with Frank. I'm like, yeah, this is it. We gonna make it. Hour goes by and we still chopping up. Like, yeah, we gonna make it, man. Like, this ain't nothing. It's like another hour goes by. And, you know, we start, as the hours go by, you kind of start to get a little deflated, not too deflated, because you're like, I'm not going to let this break my spirit or whatever. So another hour goes by. That was like 3 hours and a half. So I never forget, we sitting up there waiting for the A&R to come. Assistant comes out, is like, listen, I'm sorry, but the A&R won't be able to meet with you guys today. So we're like, oh, okay. So when are we going to be able to meet? Because we went all the way up to the city. And anybody knows anything about the city, you got to pay tolls, you got to pay for parking. Like, going to the city is like an ordeal. That's like, it's like going on a safari. Like, it's an exploration, you know? So I'm like, okay. And essentially, long story short, they curbed us. That's what happened. So we left there, like, I don't want to say deflated, but just kind of like in a state of disbelief. Like, did that just happen? Like, did someone at a label actually tell us to come all the way up here physically just to curb us? Like, I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is a dub. Like, we felt some type of way. But from that situation, there's a saying, and it is called, rejection is God's protection. So I realized that was actually one of the best things that ever happened to me. In hindsight, obviously, in the moment, I didn't feel like that. I felt some type of way. I'm like, yo, this A&R is a jerk. Like, this dude, he really played himself. I'm like, this dude got a problem. But what happened was, a couple of artists that I knew that were getting deals, they were getting screwed at that time. And anybody that knows anything about the music industry knows it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. You could see artists and they got on chains and nice clothes and cars, but then come to find out a lot of these people are broke because they're not financially literate. So it's like, even though it looks glamorous, there's a dark side behind a lot of this stuff, where these artists don't own their masters, these artists don't own their publishing, these artists are getting taken advantage of. So that was actually one of the best things that happened to me, because it put me in a position and it set my life on a trajectory to become independent and to boss up. And from that point, I remember I just put out so much music. I was like, this don't even faze me. I'm like, if anything, this made me better. It didn't make me bitter, it made me better. And that's one thing to realize. That's high level conversation. It's like, you always gotta mentally just take it to your higher self. Like, don't let things break you. Don't feel dejected when you get rejected. If anything, you should feel protected, because that's something that probably deterred you from going down the wrong path. So I know that after that happened, that's when I really started getting into like music placements. And I remember getting placements and making like 10 grand for like one song placement that I still own the rights to the song. And these were like non-exclusive deals that I was able to negotiate. And I realized, wow, like I'm looking at some of my friends to sign and they was having a hard time. Like they would get a little album advance, but if the album or the single didn't perform well, then they were just at a loss. So it really helped me in a lot of ways to just boss up and actually just realize the power that I did have. So I think that that's the emphasis that people need to realize, that rejection is ultimately God's protection. Don't take it any type of way. And you have to stay resilient. You have to stay persistent, because if you want something, like, you're going to get it, like straight up. There's a saying, one of my favorite sayings is, if you hang around the basket long enough, you're going to get a rebound. And that's a fact. You could be the worst player on the team. Like you could be the dude that's not Jordan, you're not LeBron, you know, you're not one of these top athletes on the court. But if you just hang around the basket, eventually you're going to catch a rebound. So a lot of times we get rejected and we feel depleted and we just feel like there's no hope. But that's an illusion. Like, I want people to realize time is an illusion in that regard. Like, a lot of times, like, we'll just feel a certain way, but you can't move with emotion. You got to always move with strategy. So never feel like you can't bounce back. The only time you lose is when you stop playing. And that's a fact. Like, you got to stay resilient. You got to stay in the game. And even though, like, obviously I'm a CEO, I run a company, and we're in the business of making music, but these gems that I'm talking to you right now, they're applicable in regards to any dynamic of your life. So even if I talk about music sometimes, you can remix that and apply it to your life, whether you are a small business owner, whether you just work a 9-to-5, or you're working a 9-to-5 to fund your business so that you could actually become financially free of that 9-to-5, whatever it is, all of these principles that I'm giving you, this is high level conversation. This is the conversation to push you and motivate you for more. Like, your current situation is never your final destination. So after we left J Records that day, if I would have said to myself, you know what, man, screw this music, this ain't about nothing, then that would have set nothing but a negative chain of events that would have had an effect on everything. Because if I would have dubbed music after that, then guess what? I never would have been making thousands of dollars for music placements. And then guess what? If I never did that, then I wouldn't have been in a position to start my company. And if I never did that, then all the talented and phenomenal artists that I have, what would have happened? Like, what would have happened to those artists that were looking for a platform that we actually provided, because no one else would actually give them an opportunity? So yeah, like I said in the first podcast, you can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences. So you got to always stay focused, always stay vigilant, always stay diligent, just to never give up, never quit. Like, a winner is someone that refuses to quit. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. Like, there's nothing else to it. Like, a winner is someone that refuses to give up and say, you know what, I might have took a loss today, but it's not really a loss. It's a lesson. And I learn. It's like, if I'm an athlete and I'm a boxer and I go out there and I box my opponent, he might catch me with a right hook. But guess what? That's a lesson I learned. I promise you, he won't catch me with the same right hook again. I promise you. So that's a fact. Like, just knowing and just using the life lessons that you do get to make yourself better. And that's what it's about. That's what you have to do. Like, it's mandatory. Like, and what I want you to do is look at your life, look at where you're at, And anytime that you took a loss, try to reassess what happened and try to actually take the good out of it. So a lot of times when bad things happen, our mind reverts to just the negative to say, oh, this is all bad, because we're conditioned not to see any positive in anything negative. But in all actuality, that's an opportunity, right? A loss is an opportunity to learn. So it's like when you in school and you take a test. I used to hate certain subjects. Like, I just didn't see the need for some classes. I'm like, this is totally ridiculous. But I say all that to say is that when I would get the exam back, and if I necessarily didn't perform well on that exam, you would see the red marker showing you what you got wrong and show you why it's wrong and the correct answer. So what I'm saying is, when you get those losses, do the same thing mentally with yourself. Take a mental red marker and go over that situation in your head and say, okay, situation went left because of ABC, but now I know what I have to do moving forward. So, and that boils down to persistence. Like I said, persistence wears down resistance. And that's high level thinking. That's taking things to the next level so that you don't consistently get these losses. And let me see. There's another thing I had to tell you guys too, because I know I said I was going to talk about my losses, which is more than one. So I can't just leave it at the J Records. I know some of y'all was like, man, you think you slick, bro. You said losses, man. So all right, y'all got me on that. So I'm going to talk about another loss. Let's see. And all right. So there was another situation that I had where this was actually when I was in, I want to say I was in college. I think I was a freshman in college. So they had this show that was supposed to go down in the city. It was supposed to be a very, very big show. It was supposed to be like thousands of people at the show. So it was like a big deal. People had reached out to me for the show and all of that to perform. So I was hype. I was excited. And, you know, when you, like, I'm from Queens originally. So it's like when you got a show in the city, like, the city is a big deal. Like, that's where everything happens. Like, the movers and shakers, that's where business goes down. All those multi-million dollar deals. Wall Street is in the city. Everything is in the city. Like, there's no denying it, right? So it was a big deal for me, like, especially coming from Queens. So I'm like, all right, cool. Got to get ready for this show. And obviously, this is back in the day, so CDs were a thing. So I made sure I got, like, a lot of CDs pressed up. Had my street team ready. I'm like, this is go time. Like, we about to blow this thing out the water. Like, this is serious. You know what I'm saying? So we got the CDs. Remember, I went to my barber, got a fresh cut. That line was like looking like Steve Harvey sharp. You understand? Like, that line was extra crispy. Can nobody see that line up? I had like, velour suits was like big back then. I know y'all laughing, but I don't care. Velour suits were a thing. So I had a blue velour suit, and I remember I was ready. I was ready to tear down this show. So I was looking fresh and get to the venue, and the doors was locked. And I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like thinking, oh, maybe this is just, you know, something. It was an error, right? Like, it's, you know, maybe they just locked the door or whatever. But called around, made a few phone calls, kind of find out the show was canceled, and nobody called me or told me. And, you know, what made it even worse, I had told a lot of industry people to come because obviously I thought I was performing, it was going to be monumental. And I had to place like maybe literally like 50 phone calls to different people telling them like, hey, the show was canceled. And that, in that moment, I felt very frustrated because I had put so much effort and time and show rehearsal and everything leading up to that moment that I thought it was going to be a big opportunity. But once again, rejection is God's protection, because that show fell through. But long story short, a month later, I got an even bigger show that was even better with a bigger turnout. And I made a lot of solid connections in the industry. So once again, what I'm saying is persistence wears down resistance. You'll experience letdowns, you'll experience losses, but don't let those things determine your trajectory, because your current situation is never your final destination. It's never that. We're dealing with high-level thinking. That's what we're dealing with, high-level conversations. So just know to keep it going, stay persistent, stay consistent, and you can definitely achieve anything you want to achieve. And I thank y'all for listening. This was the second episode, Diagnosis Success Podcast. I hope that these gems is motivating you, it's inspiring you, it's getting you in a headspace to actually just go out there and succeed. So definitely thank you for listening. Spread the word, tell people, and we're going to take it to the top.
So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.